changing world. With always changing lives, Life Changes Network presents a voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves, the I am, and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's guest, empowering new thought leader and spiritual medium, William Constantine. And now, your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Thank you, Mark. Intro changes, and thank you for those intro changes. I'm enjoying each one of them, as they seem to be different every week. So as are our guests, and as are our conversations, I'm excited about today's guest. We have never done anything like this. Our guest will be, besides talking to us, will be channeling or feeling, or he'll tell us exactly what he's doing. Entities, spirits, or ghosts, or whatever it is from the other side, because this is our Halloween show. And happy Halloween to all of you, whatever that means. And speaking of whatever that means, it reminds me, as we're getting ready to do this Halloween show, of something that happened a couple weeks ago to me. I got an email address. I mean, I got an email from somebody. And what happened was I was going through my emails, and lo and behold, I got a Happy Thanksgiving email with a video and everything of a cornucopia and a turkey and all the trimmings. And it reminded me of something that I did soon after I had left the corporate world many years ago. I left the corporate world. I was working for IBM, and I'd been working there many years, and I was very entrenched in such a structure and traffic and vacation time and holidays, and everything was just so, I wore a watch, and I always was conscious of the time and what day of the week it was, and this meeting and that meeting. And once I left corporate America, I decided I was going to do things differently. And I took a trip to Europe, and I didn't even take a watch. I from what I can remember, I was just like free, and I didn't even have a schedule, and I didn't know where I was going. And I went from this country to that country on any particular day that I wanted. I didn't know if I was staying a couple weeks or a month. And it was a really great place to be, a great energy to be in. And I came back, and I started to live that way. And I remember it being September, and I decided that in September I would send all of my friends and family Christmas cards. And so I did, as if it were Christmas, because I thought every day can be Christmas. And today, that day in September, felt like the perfect time to send Christmas cards. I remembered I had so many people upset with me that I sent them Christmas cards. And I didn't understand what was wrong with people. Every day can be Christmas, and can't they get into the spirit? And if more of us thought of Christmas every day, then we would all get along better and be happier and all that good stuff. And I just thought, what is wrong with the world that we can't celebrate Christmas in September? And I remember being in communication with Louise Hay at the time, and this was before emails, so I sent her a handwritten letter, and I said, Louise, I have always felt like Rudolph from, you know, the reindeer, because no one ever wanted to play reindeer games with me. And now I'm all grown up, and I'm playing new games. As a matter of fact, I'm inventing new games, like sending everybody Christmas cards. And nobody wanted to play. On the contrary, they still think I'm weird and wrong and all of that. And I remember she wrote back, Dear Rudolph, someday you will see that people will be wanting to play your games and continue being a leader in these games and not to worry and all of those good things that she wrote. And that made me feel good for a moment. But I continued to do things like that, and people continued to think I was weird and that I shouldn't. Well, what happened? We started doing Life Changes with Filippo and a couple other things. And the business is growing and we're getting busy and things are getting a little bit more corporate. And though I'm still in very much joy and I'm doing what I want and I'm not having to deal with traffic, and though I am scheduling things and we have more meetings, but the meetings are much more loose and lax and much more free and open and loving and kind and joyful, there still is a schedule that I'm adhering to. And we're preparing Halloween shows and we're preparing this and that. So I'm in this mode now. And I get a Thanksgiving email in the middle of October. So what's the first thing that came to mind? What's wrong with these people? How dare they send me a Thanksgiving email in the middle of October? Give me a heart attack already, should you? There's so much that has to happen before Thanksgiving. And around Thanksgiving, I'm supposed to be in New York, and then I'm supposed to be here and there. It's like, I don't even want to think about all that. I'm still thinking of the Halloween show and what we're doing. What would possess these people to send me a Thanksgiving email in the middle of October? And then I remembered my Christmas cards in the middle of September, and I had to laugh at myself. And I thought, let me rethink this. When I was saying, what's wrong with the world that they can't get into Christmas in September? Well, maybe there's something wrong with the world. Maybe there's something not wrong with the world. I don't know. I'm just thinking right now. Maybe there's something to respecting holidays as they come. I'm not sure. I'm thinking about that. So I just wanted to share that I'm thinking about that, and that maybe we can all think about that when something happens that we thought was a good idea, and then think, well, what's wrong with everybody? Maybe everybody's thinking differently than you're thinking or that I was thinking. And now I see that they might not have been thinking wrong. There might be a better way. And I think I can find a better way too, where I could have immediately seen this and said, oh, good for them. Happy Thanksgiving. I could have emailed right back. But I haven't done that yet either. Let me think about that. Lots to think about. And so here we are. It's Halloween night. So we're going to respect Halloween, at least what a lot of people are thinking as Halloween, and talk about things like ghosts or spirits or the other world. And we're going to do that on this Hallows Eve, right, with our guest, William Constantine, right after these messages.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. Boo, everyone. And happy Halloween. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest today is William Constantine. He has been helping people for over a decade, working as a psychic medium and intuitive of life coach, a spiritual teacher, and a luminary. As with all psychic mediums, William's gifts connect him to the other side, or the spirit world. He has spent a great deal of time learning to master these gifts by training with other psychic mediums, angels, ascended masters, earth, and light-bound spirits. His psychic mediumship skills provide him an uncanny ability to communicate with the other side. During William's psychic medium sessions, he provides names, dates, places, physical descriptions, personalities, as well as other evidential insights of spirit, offering proof of life after death and the existence of the spirit world. These deep connections with the spirit world provide William with profound insights, which have guided him to teach and share his gifts with others. And he is here to share his gifts with us. We welcome to the show William Constantine. Welcome, William.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. And I am looking forward to whatever happens today. I'm in the dark at the moment, but I'm sure if something happens, you'll enlighten us.
Sure. Never be in the dark, always in the light. You know, I think the big thing is a lot of people look to as death as being this dark and sort of mysterious void that happens to everybody. But in all actuality, I mean, it's a very loving process that actually occurs at death. And, you know, we also go through a sort of 360-degree panoramic life review where we experience every thought, feeling, sensation, not only that we had, but from our interactions with others. So in other words, if, you know, you were in high school and maybe you called somebody fat or whatever, you would understand what it was like to be that person, as well as any ripple effects, you know, like if that person had a child and maybe because you insulted them or bullied them in some way, maybe that caused them to be a little bit more emotionally guarded and not necessarily be the as loving of a parent. And so then you experience the ripple effect of how the child grew up and so on. So there's a lot of insights that happen when we actually cross over.
William, I'm glad you said that, actually. There's something I wanted to add to that and get your feedback on. But before we go there, I just wanted to let the audience know that, of course, as a medium, and this being Halloween and supposedly the veils being thinner during this time, wherein mediums especially can talk to the other side, that you will be talking to the other side, and whoever comes through to talk to any of us that are on with you. Of course, we've got our producer Mark here and on the phone with us and or in the studio with us, and Dorothy as well, and Don. So if you're feeling anything, by all means, or whomever comes through, interrupt. William will be interrupting our conversation and saying, this just in, and we'll continue the conversation with the other side. Right, William?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so nothing yet, right?
Nothing yet.
Okay. So in talking about what happens after death, I was thinking it's interesting how this whole holiday, Halloween, how we look at it, and it's scary things. Like I said, I was in the dark, and you brought light to that comment, and how we talk about scary, but how different it would be if we had been raised thinking that Halloween was this beautiful thing.
Well, I mean, Halloween is really, I mean, it's a Celtic festival that was actually celebrating a time where we could bring our loved ones together now and communicate with those that are in spirit the whole reason why we dressed up was to thwart any evil spirits or evil entities that happen to come our way, and basically just invite our loving family members. So, you know, it became to be more of a festival of dressing up now, and a lot of people don't really understand the significance of what Halloween is. And spirits are always around whether it's Halloween or not. And I mean, the veil between worlds, it's said to be thinnest at this point, but I got to tell you, I mean, I see spirits just about as much as I see them any other time of the year. But like with anything else, holidays tend to bring an influx of spirits because more people want to communicate, you know. And for you right now, Their Archangel Michael is very strong with you, so I don't know if you work with Archangel Michael or talk to him.
You know, supposedly I do. I don't have an experience of him except that certain things have happened around me, and many different people who do not know each other keep telling me that these happened through and because of Archangel Michael.
Right, yeah, and I think it's a combination between Archangel Michael and Ganesh. So are you familiar with Ganesh?
I am familiar with Ganesh, but is it me in particular with Ganesh? Because actually Mark has an experience with Ganesh, and I've never heard Ganesh is affiliated with me, so that's interesting.
It could be Mark. It's hard to distinguish who. See, Ganesh is the remover of obstacles, but here's the one big thing is somebody is very guarded with their emotions and hasn't necessarily begun maybe the inner journey, right? So they're looking for inner happiness in an external world, right? So instead of looking inward to find happiness, they're constantly seeking happiness outside. So in other words, they're looking for a cause outside of their life to cause their inner happiness. Does this make sense for somebody on the line?
Mark? We lost Mark.
I'm here. I was trying to process that because there is a Ganesh connection. But the not having embarked on that journey didn't feel right to me. So that's what I was trying to figure out, because I think that's the journey that I've been on, and having been on that journey, and when Ganesh first revealed himself and then was validated, this would be an auspicious time for him to show up again. So I'm wondering, can it possibly be maybe an acknowledgement of the culmination of a phase of that process?
It could be. Let me ask you this. The first time Ganesh came to you, was it at this period of your life, but prior to you embarking on this journey?
Yes. So this is direct. This is relevant. So for our listeners, I'll give some backstory, which will make this even more beautiful in terms of him coming through here. At the outset, at the peak of the internet and the markets phase, which I was part of the founding of a big company, saw over $20 billion market cap, and there was a lot of wealth floating around and whatnot. I was at a party in Las Vegas, and another medium friend of mine walked over to me and had a shocked look on his face, and he said that he saw something give me an amulet, and he didn't understand what this something was. He had never seen it before. Now this guy's from Tennessee, and he's a gifted medium, but at that time wasn't necessarily worldly read and scholar to know these types of things. Well, a few years later, while I was deep in the process of surrendering and letting go, and having made and lost a bunch of money and going through another wave of that cycle, I ended up at his house, and he pulled me aside and said, I have to tell you something. He goes, remember? And he called to mind, do you remember 4 years ago when we were together and I saw that thing give you that thing, that amulet? And I said, yes. And he pointed to a statue, said, that was him. That was it. And he pointed at Ganesha. And there was the beginning of a 9-year cycle that I believe I've just come through, which has been full of, let's just say, many obstacles and learnings and lessons.
Right, yeah, and I think that's why Ganesh is here, to basically validate so far your journey, but also to acknowledge that there's more to come, but in a lot less of a stressful sort of way. I think it's going to be coming more in a peaceful sort of way, because you've shifted your paradigm of thinking.
That makes sense, both of those points.
Right. I mean, where before it seemed like you were more of a go-getter, you know, and you felt like you had to do X, Y, and Z in order for A, B, and C to fall into place. And the issue is I think through this period that you've gone through, Ganesh is basically saying that you're realizing ultimately how you're really interacting and creating your own reality by sort of these life experiences that you've had in the last 9 years, and how you've transformed your own life by a series of changing your paradigm of thinking. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. No question.
Also, it seems like money is coming to you. So I don't know if it's to you via through you as in the collective you as in the show, or but it does seem like this is going more internationally.
Well, that is welcomed. I accept.
So, yeah, and I think there's a lot of other. Are you still are you studying marketing or what's the connection with you and currently marketing?
Well, that's interesting. I think marketing is a. Is an all-encompassing word if we're looking at the shift and the way people are perceiving this change on the planet in terms of how things have been done versus how they are to be done. Obviously, marketing paradigms must shift. And so where my heart has been is to help this show and our message and the companies that I'm advising that we're working with to embody this new paradigm, to use the skills that and the knowledge that has been learned over time, but to do it in a positive and uplifting manner rather than a profit-driven manner. And so we've done some things to kind of capture that momentum, I think.
Right, and it also seems to be like you're also helping people find their passion. So you not only, I mean, I think Filippo is helping people raise awareness and their level of consciousness to higher levels of dimensions of reality and themselves. And you're sort of helping in a lot of ways by bringing sort of a new awareness or a new idea or concept streaming in with regards to marketing and shifting and basically helping people realize that the universe expands, you know, the heart's intention. So you're helping them follow their passion.
Spot on. Yeah, I feel that. And that is where I believe I am and we are. So that's wonderful.
Right. And as long as you continue down that path, more money will come. Because I do see money being invested into the show as well as you personally. So I don't know. It seems like you have a lot of other projects that you're, you know, involved in, not all radio-wise, but a lot of other different projects that you sort of have your hand in. You know, so it does seem like money is flowing through to you.
Yes, and that is true, and it's been kind of by design that I see how the show can be an awareness vehicle for these kind of higher purpose businesses and the new paradigm and, you know, the cross-pollination or the creative collaboration of that. So I'm glad to hear that is on path, and that feels right to me.
All right, that's it for now.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you for that.
So, William, so nothing's coming through yet? I was joking. So much has come through.
Yeah. Well, there's always a lot of information coming. It's just a matter of deciphering who it's for. You know, like I do have a lady in spirit who's Mary, and she seems to have passed of either lung connection, seems to be a little bit of a heavier set individual, and had a difficult time walking in the end. But who that is, I don't know. And I'm also in Wells, Vermont, which has a lot of history as well. So I'm not sure if it's for you guys or if it's where I am. But a lot's going on at the moment. So.
You know, that's interesting. I was joking earlier about an experience that I had in the middle of the night that ended up waking me up. Now, I've had different experiences, but not one like this, where I was feeling like I was connecting with my grandmother, who has long since passed. And I don't remember ever having a dream about her or ever having an experience about her. And in the dream or in the experience in the middle of the night last night, I was saying, oh, this is because we're having William on the show tomorrow. And I'm pretending like I'm having an experience. And this lady says, no, I'm really here. I'm your grandmother. And because you're open to having William on the show tomorrow, you're opening up in this way for me to be able to talk to you. And I said, oh, great. So what do you have to say? And I was joking that she had nothing to say, either that or I couldn't hear, or, you know, I woke up. So I don't know. But so it's interesting what we can be open to, assuming I had a real experience, if we're just open up.
Well,
to it.
You know, first off, is all experiences are real experiences. So I think that, you know, a lot of people aren't active mediums because they've been conditioned to be otherwise, you know. So from the time that you're a little kid, we're all going through this human conditioning process. I happen to have been blessed in a lot of ways that my life was so screwed up that I was being tossed around, and I didn't really believe anybody when they told me that, you know, I should be this way or I should be that way, or that my experiences weren't real. And so I was always dubbed, you know, the kid with the overactive imagination, you know. And I think that a lot of children allow their parents to condition them to believe, well, you know, at some point your imagination needs to stop and you need to, you know, come back to the real world, or, you know, think, quote unquote, realistically. And I think a lot of people then, when they have psychic experiences, whether it be, you know, thinking about a friend and then bumping into them at a store, or answering the phone before it rings or whatever, we all tend to knock them down as being coincidences. But I believe that coincidences are when you and the universe coincide together and create something magnificent. So you're basically in tune with your universal self. And really, that's the whole thing about being psychic, is really just being sensitive to everything that's going on. And dreams are a great way to do that, because consciously we are escaped, you know, or we send our consciousness out in a dream state, and we're open, fully open and aware, which is why when you're sleeping, you can hear commercials if you left the TV on, and you might want to run out and buy a toaster or a Swiffer mop. If you've listened to, the crap, that the propaganda that's basically being played throughout the night. But on the other side, you know, you can really connect with your loved ones through dreams and have really meaningful experiences. And sometimes their just presence in your dream is all the communication they need, is just to let you know that they're there and that they haven't abandoned you, or they haven't, you know, left you, and they're still around and they're still aware of what's happening in your life. And so it's not always about what's the message, you know. And I think that's what a lot of people are expecting spirits to, you know, have a full-fledged conversation with them.
Well, just the fact, like you say, that they are around already is a message in itself, something that we really, truly, to my awareness, have not really embraced, at least in this country, from what I can tell. But hopefully that's all changing with shows like ours and people like you. And we'll come back for more of this with William Constantine. And if you'd like to know more about him or engage him yourself, via phone or in person, as a speaker or as a medium or as a life coach, you can go directly to his website at drwilliamconstantine.com, and that's Dr. as in DR. William Constantine is spelled CONSTANTINE.com. That's drwilliamconstantine.com. Of course, you can always go to Life Changes with Filippo, FILIPPO.com, to find out more about him and all of our guests, and hear all of our archive shows there, as well as this one, should you like to hear it again. In the meantime, we'll be right back with William Constantine after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Greetings, humans. On this day of 11-11-11, Dream Shield Planetary Meditations has created the Ascension Convention. To celebrate humanity as you ascend from an ego-based existence into living from your hearts. All star beings are here to support you during this epic transformation. Remember that you are safe and you are loved. And we are here to support you on this cosmically blessed date of 11-11-11. Go to dreamshield.org. for more information and your admission to the Ascension Convention. That's dreamshield.org. ET's given for free. Namaste.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back, and we've been talking to William Constantine, who is a medium and a psychic, and actually, he's been talking to us, communicating with us what he's been communicate. I actually don't know the lingo. Ganesh has come in, evidently, and Archangel Michael. And for those of you who missed it, there was a really cool conversation happening between our producer, Mark Lejour, and Ganesh, and William Constantine, or through William Constantine. And so, William, if there's any more of that kind of stuff coming through for either one of us or any of us, would love to hear it, because it sounded right on and was actually quite impressive.
Well, thanks. Not at the moment. I mean, like I said during the break, I mean, I think that Ganesh is kind of pushy. So usually he doesn't come through in readings, but when he does, he's very particular and you know, gets the message out there in a clear, concise way.
Wow. And he beats out Archangel Michael? Because Archangel Michael's got a big sword.
Well, but he already lost his head with a sword. So we, you know, and now he's a giant elephant head, you know, right. So.
With a lot of arms.
Yeah. So, you know, I think Ganesh, in a lot of ways, it doesn't necessarily beat out, but Archangel Michael took the backseat. But I also think that it's a matter of the message was, even though it went more for Mark, it was for everybody in general, you know, and so yeah, Ganesh won in this battle.
Okay. No, actually, knowing Mark and working with Mark, and of course, like you mentioned, it related to the show as well, but it was right on, and again, quite impressive and very helpful. So we were talking about how if we had been raised thinking about Halloween, but not just Halloween, but had we been raised thinking that when people die or pass on, that they're still here, they're still around us, it's nothing to be afraid of. And if a light should turn on when you're thinking of somebody, or a song should go on that reminds you of somebody, that probably means that they're thinking about you, or most definitely, then we would have a whole different experience around death and around spirits. And it wouldn't be so scary, right, William?
Exactly. I mean, the thing is what people fear is the unknown aspect of death. Like, where do we go? You know, and then you have people that are mediums that know where we go and, you know that death isn't the final answer, you know. And I think that a lot of people are coming into this awareness because of shows like Ghost Whisperer, or, you know, Crossing Over with John Edwards, or whatever other paranormal shows that are out there. You know, they're really helping people raise their awareness into learning how spirits may be able to send messages, and really understand above and beyond that how they can begin to communicate with their own deceased loved ones in spirit.
Wow, that's an interesting concept. I mean, I'm aware of it, but I don't think of that every day, and kind of curious, what would that serve?
What would being able to communicate with your own deceased loved ones? Well, A, it would put me out of business, so I wouldn't need to do it for you. But, you know, I think that your loved ones always have a way of coming through, and it's a matter of being able to recognize, for example, whether you smell grandma's apple pie, or if you know, maybe you're finding random pennies at the precise time that you need, or maybe you've asked for validations from maybe a grandfather who carried change in his pocket and it was sort of known for that, and now you're finding random pennies, or maybe it's random feathers for somebody who maybe was a bird watcher in life and you know, was really fascinated with wildlife or nature. So maybe you happen to find these things, and maybe just prior to that you were having a down and out moment. And when you see this, a lot of times you tend to think, oh, well, you know, isn't that nice? There's a penny on the floor, or there's this. But if you start to shift your perception of what that is, and you see it for what it is, as being a communication from a loved one, or somebody that's passed on, or even if you've asked, you know, from an angel, maybe you've asked guidance from an angel, and maybe you come across the random feather or whatever, you're able to understand that they're actually there, and they're listening to you, and that they're helping you throughout the journey, and that ultimately you're not alone. And I think that that's one of the scariest things that people have, is feeling like they're alone. And this is why they fear death, because they don't know where they're going, and they feel like, right now in the physical waking state, which is all an illusion, that we feel like we have people and we have all these different meaningful connections. And then when we die, we feel like all that goes away and we're just buried 6 feet under, or cremated and our ashes thrown about the place. But the issue is that all that is just a sort of like a physical representation of us going back to spirit, or us returning to universal consciousness. You know, it's nothing more than just a transition, just like we transitioned into life. Nobody fears birth, you know. So it's just a matter of just another type of birth into a different place. You know, back to where we came from.
I like that. And William, I understand that more and more of us will be able to communicate more and more with the other side. I wonder, though, if it would actually put you out of business, as you said, because obviously you've perfected this. And I'm thinking, as a singer myself, everybody can technically sing. So many people sing in the shower, and people sing. We all can sing. Whether we like to hear each other sing is a whole different question. But you know, so some of us have perfected it or come with certain gifts. So I think especially someone like you should be fine no matter what.
Well, you know, and I think, you know, my goal is, because I think that you're either born a medium with all the abilities of mediumship, or you're not. But everybody is born intuitive or psychic. You know, everybody can enhance that aspect, just like sort of exercising it. Sort of getting after-death communications, which is just really realizing how spirits can communicate with you once they're gone. It isn't saying that, like, as I can, as a medium, I can have a conversation with a spirit and, you know, I can never teach somebody to have a conversation with a spirit, because it's just something that I've never lost touch with and I've always sort of had. And like you said, you know, it's like any other talent or skill. You can develop it to its maximum potential, but you can't necessarily I guess you could make anybody sound good now with computers the way that they are, but you know, like an authentic singer, if you take them in just a room with no microphone or no computer hooked up and you get them singing, you know, they sound great no matter whether they're hooked up or not. They might sound a little better with, you know, the technology behind them, but ultimately just their voice alone is good enough for talent.
Right.
But, you know, like as a medium, it's the same thing. You either can know when a spirit's there or you don't, and you know how to talk to them and you realize a lot of different things, just like talking to archangels or whatever. I mean, I just tend to listen to them first and foremost, and the living tend to take a back seat. So,
yeah, you know, William, actually, you mentioned the archangel again, and I was thinking how we were hoping during this interview that we would talk to a spirit, but no, we did better. We got the archangels himself and Ganesh, who never comes through. So I guess so we got more than what we bargained for. But just before we move on, I thought we'd check in and see, is anything trying to push through?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay, so with that, I wanted to say it's also kind of interesting knowing Mark's path in all of this and having Ganesh come and verify, you know, the path and the present and the future for what Mark has been going through and all that. You have a past, which when reading about it, how do I say this? It was horrific to hear and to read about your childhood. And it's interesting how I'm making the correlation. I mentioned Mark and how Mark has been able to, for the most part, if I can speak for him, look at his past and say, oh, this helped me do this, or this was horrible or felt horrible or whatever, but helped me come to this point. How were you able to get all of your past horrors, rape and homelessness and child abuse that you've been through as a child, how do you bring that up to a conscious level and say, okay, this is what that's about? How did you?
Well, you know, I did it. It didn't always happen that way. I mean, I had to. I came to a point where I realized that only one person attends a pity party, and even that person doesn't want to be there. Hmm. And you know, and as I was throwing these pity parties about my life and constantly saying, well, you know, I've had a worse life than you, or this, that, and the other, I ended up realizing after all these different experiences that, A, it was making me a better medium because I was able to connect with people on a different level and actually sympathize with them and know their frame of reference that they were coming from. Like, for example, I tend to attract a lot of, you know, whether it's raped or people that have gone through a lot of emotional trauma or physical abuse or whatever as clients, and I'm able to help them work through that. Not only psychically or as a life coach or whatever, but because I've done it my own self. And I realized that I believe that every seemingly negative experience has a golden nugget, sort of, that we can choose to see the dirt and rubble that we went through to get to that golden nugget, or we could just focus on that golden nugget and see the wealth that has actually brought us. And you know, the being molested, you know, in a lot of ways, it helps you understand different aspects of people and really the trauma that some people, because molestation typically happens from people that were molested. And so they tend to be lashing out in a lot of ways. And you tend to, in some ways, understand why it happened. And it, I didn't always know that I was molested. I just thought it was sort of a normal thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, I can remember being sat down in a foster home, and they asked me if I was ever, you know, touched inappropriately or whatever. And so there was, at that point, my awareness rose to that was unacceptable, you know, by society standards. But prior to that, I didn't have that awareness. But I had to shift my awareness even higher to see that positive things have come from that, you know, that I've been able to help other people break through their molestation or rape or trauma, or even because I've helped wives who were raped by their husband, you know, mm-hmm. and actually get through that. And I've helped children, you know, who have been molested, you know, get beyond that and realize that that is not significant to who they are. That is an aspect of what has been a motivator to get you through the journey, because ultimately that will undoubtedly help you. Or if you focus on it the wrong way, it could hurt you, you know, in a lot of ways, because I think it's the way that we perceive things and how we respond, because everything that we respond to is based on a paradigm of thinking, which is entirely not our own. It's based on how our parents taught us to be conditioned to think or whatever. And so we have to see this and go a level above that always if you want to get beyond certain physical traumas or things like that. And I mean, homelessness, man, that was the best experience I ever had. I mean, I wouldn't have told you that at the time, but it really was, because it was very humbling to be able to see a different aspect of humanity, you know, and in a lot of ways, sometimes you saw compassion and then other times you saw pure disgust, you know, and people looking at you like you were the scum of the earth, you know, or and other people just avoiding even looking at you. So it's like you didn't even exist. So there was all these different things that were happening. And I guess just being a medium and sitting back and sort of watching people's interactions with me as I was homeless or not interacting with me or, you know, just feeling how they felt, just being the apprehension. I don't know if you've been around, you know, homeless people, but some people have this, you know, apprehension or fear or, you know, disgust in a lot of ways that, hey, you know, they want people to get off their butt and go get a job. And if you did that, then you wouldn't be able, you know, you wouldn't be homeless anymore. And it isn't always that easy, you know, right. But it's a matter of understanding and really having a higher awareness. And because really, you know, awareness is the big key to everything.
And you have made us aware of so much today. Wow, we were thinking it was going to be a Halloween show with spooks and goblins, and instead we've got so much awareness and learning and thank you for sharing your experiences and your gifts. This has been very exciting. We've been talking to Dr. William Constantine. You can go to drwilliamconstantine.com to learn more about him. Of course, you can always go to our website. William, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on this Halloween Eve or Halloween. Hello?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I look forward to connecting with you again real soon.
All right, me too.
All right, thank you. Ciao. Well, we'll be right back with a producer segment with our producer, Mark Lejeune, right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and this is our producer's wrap with
Mark Legere.
Mark Legere. Mark, happily we got to hear from you earlier in the show. What'd you think of that?
Well, I'm still, as you could tell, I shorted out a little bit. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. That's not a name you pick. You know me, and I like those types of what are the odds things. And often, whenever I've had discussions or met new psychics or mediums, and I think, what are the odds? Or is that something that you can say to a whole group of people and get a common, a commonality, or is it that specific? And this was awfully specific.
Well,
or beautifully specific.
Yes. You said, right. Is there a difference in the spelling? Awful and awful? There is, isn't there?
Oh, that's a good point. Well, yes, there's one's a letter on and the other one's a letter off.
Actually, I said here we were expecting Halloween and ghosts and goblins, and of course we weren't expecting that, and we weren't expecting scary, and we weren't. It's not about that, and how interesting that there's nothing scary, it's actually a beautiful thing, as William was saying, and so much so that that on this Halloween we've gotten some beautiful messages and some beautiful. What a gift from a gifted man.
Yeah, very much so, and so much so that he said resonates in terms of how he approaches, what he does, how he's embraced his experiences in order to share, his gift and facilitate information, and certainly what he shared today was evidence of that.
Absolutely, and what I loved is that here we are. We're working hard. Our team is for moving the show forward and helping more people and being more visible and all these wonderful things. And then to have William say this without ever really connecting with us on any of this connecting with us on any of this. We just connected with him and asked him if he would be on the show because we liked his backstory. I take that back. There's nothing to like about his backstory. It's horrific. How he was able to transform the understanding of his backstory, we liked that aspect. And the fact that he was a medium, and what a perfect time to have him. So that's what we talked about with him within five minutes. And that's it. And then to have him come on, say, we see the show, he sees the show international and et cetera, et cetera. And that's exciting.
That is exciting. And so it is.
Well, I can tell you're still in, I don't know if you're in a daze as much as you're in your head going, processing what are the chances, and making these connections with things that people have said way back when, and things that people have said.
Well, I guess as far as the response that, that part, I'm not surprised that he said that. I think I get it. You get it. We know where we're at and the fact that is what is happening. So maybe you're not getting the sound of me jumping up and down, but that's a little bit of a duck on the pond. I think that to me now is a given. Now it's the next steps of allowing that the process to reveal, so that you and I can have a lot of fun, and Dorothy can have a lot of fun, and we can continue doing this. And like William said, help people find their passion.
Indeed. Well, I trust that through this conversation that you and I have had, and that William and us have had, and that we are all having here together, that we have inspired many to do just that. So with that, I again wish everybody a happy Halloween. And whatever it means to you, or whenever you're listening to this, and for that matter, a happy Christmas and a happy Hanukkah and a happy Thanksgiving. So with that, I, along with Dorothy Lee Donahue and Mark Lejeune and our engineer today, Don Newson, we all thank you for being part of this world, part of the show, and part of the positive changes we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.